In the season that we're in now, I have to make sure that you know how to maintain your health and make sure you know and understand that the Father wants you to walk in wealth. So I have to minister to you. I noticed something happening in the body of Christ for many years. A lot of information and a lot of revelation, but not having the wisdom and understanding of application. The word will not benefit the body of Christ if the body of Christ can't use it for themselves after they hear it. And so the Lord has been dealing with me about that. I'm going to be your apostle and pastor this morning. Anybody on this line? Because all I want you to do is be teachable. I spent a lot of time preparing for these moments with you. It has been proven by Word of Life Christian Center and by LTMA, the organization that the Lord have assigned us to be over, that when people get the word and know how to apply, they know how to fight for themselves. Yes, my secretaries tell me that over 98% of the call, if somebody called in to send some money or called in to give a testimony or called in to find out how to buy material, no crybabies, no complainers. So therefore, these people have function, I'll make up a word, functionizing in the word. And it's so important at this season that we know how to function in the word. Absolutely. Strongly today, I'm going to minister to you strongly, but I'm going to teach out of a teaching anointing. But you, that self-same anointing there in 1 John 2:27, enable you, sit down, let's go to work. 1 John 2:27, and just turn there. It's not my text, but I want you to turn there. It enables you to be able to, when revelation knowledge is going forth, livable truth. Truth that you can apply to your life immediately. It has to be in the Holy Spirit jurisdiction. In other words, we have to learn when we're dealing with supernatural things, or dealing with God, or dealing with Jesus, dealing with the cross, dealing with the Word of God, we will have to be a student with an anointing. And that I want you to meditate that verse, because it's so important that verse be in your agenda to be able to have faith, not just to hear the word, not just to get happy, but faith to see the word manifesting and demonstrating and living in your life. Now, along with that verse, that was another verse I want to take you to, 1 John 2:27. Because it's going to prelude you for the text and the subject that I'm going to teach today. Another aspect of it is turn to 1 Corinthians. Hearing, seeing, and understanding from an inner perspective. We hear, we see, and we understand from the natural. I guess 2 Corinthians 4:18 is another scripture we should look at. 2 Corinthians 4, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:18 before we go to 1 Corinthians. You see, in this perspective, in spiritual things, in which I'm going to minister this morning about the Holy Spirit, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and how to walk in another dimension of life as a believer if you're taught properly. I'm going to go there. I got that scripture, Lord. I got it. I'll go to it next. This scripture, I want you to look at it because it's so important. Hearing, once you hear, you see. Once you see, you understand. Then you can apply. And then the reward and the results come to you. And that's what it's all about. That's what pastoring all about. Take heed to yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, and feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. So I'm calling Word of Life Christian Center and all my partners, everybody who tune into this broadcast, to another dimension of operating in the Word. Now, notice what this voice says. This voice has come from what you call the spirit of faith in the 13th verse of this chapter. While we look not at the things which are seen. Well, what are we going to look then? What are we going to look? I think the things that are seen have too much attraction power over the believer. Things which are seen. And you're not going to be able to change something looking at it. You see what I'm saying? It gets worse and worse. So while we look not at the things that seem, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. See, we're looking at things. So when the word is coming forth, the word is bringing forth things that are not seen naturally. So, all right. So just because you got notes and just because you wrote down the points doesn't mean you're seeing it. And so I want you looking for it out of the Spirit this morning in the anointing. For the things which are seen are temporal. They play out on you. But the things that which are not seen are eternal. They'll never leave you. And so once you get that word down in you as a revelation, wearing the anointing, it become eternal in you. It's protect you the rest of your life. Once you get a revelation and you act on it and you know how to apply it, it never leave you.
Right.
All right, now. With that in mind, I'm going to name the subject in a few moments. I'm going to pray a few moments, and then I'm going to start giving you points. With that in mind, in 1 Corinthians, let's go a little further. 1 Corinthians 2, 3. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. I have the prelude this set of teaching I'm about to give you because it's powerful. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. The word of God is the testimony of God, and you can't eloquence and good speech is not what it is consist of. You try to talk right so people can understand you, but that's not the real nitty gritty. And so let's go to the next verse now. The next verse. There's a whole lot of teaching without the cross. I've listened and I've smacked myself because there's a lot of teaching, and without the cross, your teaching is in vain.
Yes, sir.
The cross paid for everything.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So the Apostle Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Otherwise, he's saying, no matter what I teach you, I'm never going to leave the cross.
Right.
If the cross not in it, the blood not in it,
yes, sir.
It's not paid for.
Yes, sir.
So he said, I'm always going to bring you back to the cross, back to Christ on the cross, for that's where it's paid for. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
I'm getting you ready for a deeper revelation, a deeper effect of the word on your life. You're going to apply the word more powerfully now. You're going to be different, but I want you to listen. Go to the third verse. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Those three words, weakness, fear, and trembling, are words that describe a man or woman who want to hear what God has to say and know they don't know everything.
Yes, sir.
You ready to yield? Okay, go to the next verse, because I want to see you now. For the word of God to be effective in your life, and what I'm about to show you this morning, all your problems, all the things you're dealing with, going to come on the plate this morning. My wife says, in talking to me, she says all the time, she says, just you don't need them on one teaching. She says, it's so thorough that you can live your life on it. And she know the time I put in to prepare. For instance, I've been praying since 4:30 this morning for this service. So, and the Lord showed me some things this morning. So what we're talking about is ministering to you, not just emotionally, but ministering to you that when you leave this sanctuary, when you leave this station you're on, you're going to be able to apply it in your life happily and accurately. You'll know what you're doing. But it cannot happen if it's not ministered to you right. Histories, stories, poems are not going to get it. It has to be a word from God, giving God the glory, that the man or the woman who ministered it know that it's not their word. Now, this verse will explain that. I'm just explaining some things for the rest of this series that I'm about to work with. And my speech and my preaching was not enticing with a man with him, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So the preaching in the demonstration, get the next verse now, the fifth verse, and then we'll go to our text this morning. That your faith, going to produce faith, but that your faith have the right type of production should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? In the power of God. Now, that's not just language. I mean, the Lord says, even teaching history and teaching a lot of information and a lot of Greek word and a lot of Hebrew word, you can't use that. But what we need to do, we need to have revelation, and you need to know if the teacher is anointed, you need to be anointed for the teaching. That's why I tell you 1 John 2:27. Let's begin dealing with this morning that's going to be so valuable to your life. In 1 Corinthians now, chapter 2, verse 9. And I want to prelude that before I go to that, because it's so important what we're doing here this morning. I want to prelude that. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. You will not see in the physical.
Right.
That night verse talked about that. You will not, you can come here and get all emotional, you can run, you can shout, but you can't apply. Applying is receiving, believing, and applying is what's so important here along these lines. Because a lot of stuff we're dealing with, we shouldn't be dealing with. All right? Now, I want to begin to minister to you from that platform of teaching and anointing and you being to receive it. Here's what we're going to minister. And here come your life, here come every situation, here come your family, here come your finances, here come your health. Will be set on the prepared table this morning. He's going to come right before you. And by revelation and by anointing and by faith, you're going to be able to walk in it. All right? Now, the subject matter is the Holy Spirit will always show you my plan. The Holy Spirit will always show you my plan. That's what God is saying to you this morning. So that you'll never be in a jam. You'll never be left out. No matter what attack or what distraction come, from this morning forward, Word of Life Christian Center, I'm talking to you as your pastor, the Holy Spirit will always show you God's plan. Now, no matter how much word you got, no matter how many scriptures you got, you have to have God's plan. You can't take scriptures and plan it out.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit has to show you God's plan.
Absolutely.
So I want you to write that down, everybody listening to me. The Holy Spirit will always show you my plan. Mm. Or the Holy Spirit will always show me God's plan. No matter what you, and that's so important. He that's what he's for, the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus sent him to take his place. All right, now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and you're going to understand that better. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, you can love him and not really receive like you should. Hearing spiritually, seeing spiritually, and understanding spiritually. That's what we're talking about. And applying spiritually and receiving spiritually. And then the manifestation and the demonstration of the miracles and the signs and the wonders or whatever need to manifest in that junction of your life will manifest. But you got to see, hear, and understand. Or you got to hear, see, and understand. All right. So it goes on now. And so when you're dealing with a situation in life, talk to your word of life. When you're dealing with a situation, you cannot reside in verse 9.
Right.
Because the attack is there. It's physically seen. It's physically felt. The facts are there, but you have to know through proper teaching
yes.
that you can shift into another level or shift into another anointing, shift into another power
yep.
and cause that thing to change
Absolutely.
Because you know what you're doing.
Yes.
But you can't stay in verse 9.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So that's what the enemy keeps us all shook up in verse 9.
Wow.
He keeps us to a place where we don't even see God plan.
Wow.
We are plan. See God plan? And I heard something. We plan, P-L-A-Y-I-N-G, with scriptures.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
What an indictment on me, Lord. We plan with scriptures with a vocabulary with no voice. And we don't have God's plan. We have the outer word, and we're trying to use it, but the Holy Ghost haven't given us the plan because we don't have the revelation. Are you following me?
Yes.
Because we're trying to hear without an anointing. Back to 1 John 2:27. All right? Now you're going to get real powerful in here this morning. I can tell you that right now. You're going to get real powerful in here this morning, and the Holy Ghost is going to fall in here and on the line. And in every home that is listening to me, everything is about to change.
Yes, that's right.
When we learn that it's not like it seems, it is what we call it to be. Now, in the ninth voice, you see what he said in the ninth voice? All right. Now, look at the tenth voice. Moving from the physical plan or the natural, the word, each time we meet here, Word of Life, the word should take us to another dimension.
Yes.
The word should put us in another position. You can't do the word till you hear it. And we're not talking about physically hearing. We're talking about John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, Revelation 1:10, and I heard. And what it did by hearing, it enabled him to see, and he was in the presence of God and receive instruction. Let the spirit hear what let the church hear what the spirit is saying to the church. All right, now, So when I preach in demonstration of the Spirit in power, I want you to be able to go to verse 10. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. See, the Holy Spirit will always show me God's plan or show you my plan. But God have revealed them unto us. How did he do it?
Revealed
them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The 11th verse says, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God. Do not pay attention to that. But the Spirit of God. Everybody say, but the Spirit of God. Everybody online say, but the Spirit of God. I can't hear y'all on the line. But the Spirit of God. See, y'all ain't talking loud enough. But the Spirit of God is so important. That statement, he says, oh my goodness. At the end of verse 11, but the Spirit of God. Now, let's go to verse 12, and I start giving you the points to work it. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. He said it again. That we might what? Know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's every victory you need, all right? All right, now, watch what verse 13 says. Watch what verse 13 says. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. All right, now we're putting ourselves in a position to act on the word. We're putting ourselves in a position to act on the word, putting ourselves in a position to move out of our religious footstep and begin that every step we take from this Sunday forward will be a step of revelation. Jesus Christ. It would be a supernatural step. Are you following me? I'm just going to say three words that are very important in this first sentence that I got to emphasize. Learning to yield. That word yield is important. You're not going to be able to function in the spirit world unless you learn to yield. The second word is flow. You got to flow. You can't float. You can't float. You have to learn how to flow, not float. So many in the body of Christ are floating. When you're floating, the enemy know where you are.
Yes, sir.
When you're flowing, he don't know what you're doing. So you will not float anymore. You're flowing in the spirit. I'm healing, flowing, and the third word is and follow the plan of God through the Holy Spirit. Let me read that sentence to you now. Learning to yield, flow, focus, and follow the plan of God through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Whew. Now you I don't want to use this word. I guess I can use it because it got to be done slowly. You're creeping into another dimension. How can I know God's plan through the Holy Spirit? Just read the text. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 13. Write that down. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 13. Now, you ready now?
Yep.
God's plan for you is always glorious.
It's always glorious.
Jeremiah 29, 11. God's plan for me is always glorious. No matter what I'm going through, no matter who don't like it, no matter how many demons sent out against me, God's plan for me, and I can get it by revelation, is glorious. Notice God's word. For I know the thoughts. Notice thoughts is plural. That I think towards you. Said the Lord. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil. To give what? To 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 what? What? What he say? To give you what? I'm expected in. You got to expect something. And you can't expect something if you don't have no revelation. You're not taught nothing. How you going to expect something?
Come on.
I want Water Life Christian Center. I'm here as a pastor this morning. I want y'all to expect something good to happen to you today. Expect something good to happen to you tomorrow. Expect the best for your family.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God. Don't let the news media, don't let commercials, don't let man, don't let organization, don't let denomination, don't let religion take your expectation. Expect from God. When that man expected, when that man expected, when boy was anointed, when that man expected, he rose up, the man caught him, the preacher caught him by the hands and said, rise up and walk. Read it in third chapter. He expected to receive something. He might not have expected to receive that much. God always give you more than you expect. So the Holy Spirit is saying here this morning, God's plan, no matter what's going on in my life, God's plan for me is glorious. In other words, no matter where you are this morning, I don't know what state you're in, what country you're in, the glory is on the way. You heard that? No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been going through it, because you're tuning in and because the anointing is working in me and you, the glory is on the way. Oh my God, hallelujah, praise God. The glory of God is on the way. Keep your faith, keep your anointing. The glory is on the way. Very important. By revelation, point two, knowing it's already done. Physically, financially, look like it's not done. But by revelation, I call it done. Watch the scripture. Ephesians 1:3. You're at a cross. You come to cross. You come to blood. You come Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a done deal. Who has blessed us with a few blessings. No, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. They're at a cross. That he's hanging right there. He's hanging right there. He paying for it right there. There he is. In Christ. It's done. So what I'm saying is, by revelation, knowing is already done. Now you move from 1 Corinthians 2:9 to 1 Corinthians 2:10. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, begin to reveal to you. My. Go to Ephesians. Kate de Batala Costa. I feel you're receiving. You receiving? Don't sit there and tell me you're receiving now. I'm not talking about no emotion. I'm talking about your life got to be changing this morning. I ain't got time to be playing with you this morning. Your life got to be changing this morning. I don't care how long you've been in church. We got to be in a position where we can apply this word and nobody can apply it for you. My job is to put it out in demonstration of the Spirit and power, and your job is to demonstrate it with the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. Paul, the Apostle Paul was in such a vast anointing and delivering such powerful word, I noticed after he said that in Ephesians 1:3, and he taught some more, and he got down to the third chapter, teaching of this thing so strong, and he knew that this type of teaching cannot be heard from the outside. So Paul went to the 16th verse of the first chapter. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, because I'm about to teach some heavy stuff, Paul says. So he said, I'm going to pray this prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, are you with me? Yeah. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom, here, the spirit, the Holy Ghost, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, Paul said, I'm going to start teaching you more. Then he got in Ephesians 3. He said, let me pray for him again, because it's getting so strong. But here he said, I'll get it, Lord, help me. I'll get it. I'll just read it. All right. I'll read it. All right. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. The Father of glory giving me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wow. I never lose, child. I never lost a battle. I never have been late. Uh-huh. I'm always on time. Oh, Lord, I feel some preaching coming on here. Hallelujah. Now, watch what he said. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding, you see, that's the inside. That's another type of understanding. Being enlightened, constantly being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, man, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which orchestrated on the cross. When you talk about the cross, you're talking about the blood, you're talking about everything paid for, you're talking about the burial, you're talking about the resurrection, you're talking about the ascension, you're talking about the ascending, the seated position, you're talking about the ascending of the Holy Ghost to carry all this stuff through that I already have done for you. Oh my God.
Yes.
Look at verse 19. I want to get some more points out this morning. What's the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the work of his mighty power? You can't see that from the outside. You can't see that by being a church person just clapping your hand. Listen to me. Let the Holy Spirit, let the anointing, you got the anointing, 1 John 2:27, abiding in you. What he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, see, that's the cross, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Oh, my goodness. Far above all problem, all shortcoming, all attack, all enemies, all devils, all demons, anything come up in your life, any shortcomings, any shortage you have, anything happening in this world, things start falling to pieces in this world, that you're in this world, but you're not of this world. You got power coming from another world. You got power from another world living on the inside of you. Far, not just not a little bit. For above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that name, not only in this world, but also in the world that watches to come, and put all things on his feet and give him to be the head of all things of the church. Powerful, man. You see that? Powerful. I lost my handkerchief. I thought I had a handkerchief. All right. Here's number 3. You ready? Tell me what number 1 is. Yeah, you got it, honey. Go ahead. God's plan for me is always glorious. Tell me what number 2 is. Layla. Go ahead.
It's already done.
Huh?
By revelation, knowing it's already done.
Now, don't y'all let my wife get all this. She's going home with me. She's living with the revelation. So y'all got to get it, take y'all house. It's already in my house. All right, number three, letting the Holy Spirit lead you into the perfect will of God for your life on daily basis. That's win, 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 win. That's win, win, win. W-I-N, W-I-N, W-I-N. If you letting the Holy Spirit, I feel a Holy Ghost, boy. I feel like fire burning up here. Letting the Holy Spirit, because I know you can't be whipped no more. No member of me going to fall down and cry like a baby. You're going to know how to fight. I'm putting it out. You take it in. I'm putting it out. You take it in. Letting the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can he handle it? Lead you into the perfect will of God for your life. Wait a minute, not on Sunday, not on Friday, payday, the first of the month, on daily basis. Something happened now. I want two scriptures to kiss here. I want two scriptures to make love to you. John 6:63. And Romans 8:2. And if you don't shout off of that, I'm closing. Mm-hmm. It is the spirit that quickens, right?
Yes, sir.
The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you. Now, you know, I'll emphasize that. The word that I speak unto you, not just the word spoken, but the word that you take in and take serious and pay attention to and let the Holy Spirit unfold it to you, they are spirit in their life. That's the only one. Unless the Holy Spirit give you the plan, you're not there. I don't care how good you can quote it. I don't care how good you look. That's not it. Now watch what the word is doing. Go to Romans 8:2. They're all involved in the Holy Spirit, the cross, the blood, the will of God is in another dimension. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, for the law of the spirit of life, see that's happening in John 6:63. In Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. You know what that means? Huh? You know what that means to Jesus? You know what it should mean to you? From this day forward, Satan is shut down in my life.
Yes.
He can attempt. The temptation can come. He can attempt. But since I know how to use the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith,
he's
in trouble.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's the dimension. Every time I have to make a decision in my life, every time I come to a crossroad, I need to stop, park, and let the Holy Spirit give me the plan.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Lord wants to get to this morning. The Holy Spirit will always give you my plan. That's his job, to reveal my plan to you. Now look at the 14th verse in that Sam Oberlin in Romans 8. Look at the 14th verse to the 16th verse now. Romans 8:14 now. See. For as many as led by the Spirit, there he is again. See that capital S? Of God, the Spirit of God, emphasize, they are the sons of God. Or they are the one manifesting. Or they are the one receiving their benefit. Go to the next verse, 15th verse. For you have not received the spirit of bondage. See, now all bondage gone. Uh-huh. When the Holy Spirit can give you a plan, nothing can bind you.
Yes.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again the fear, but you have received the spirit of, oh, I'm adopted.
Uh-huh.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And look at the 16th verse. The Spirit, and that's a misquote with the writer as himself. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and I shouldn't be in this doggone hole. I shouldn't be in this deficit. I shouldn't be sick. I shouldn't be broke. I shouldn't be mad all the time. I shouldn't be worried. I shouldn't have no fear. I'm a son of God. See, but only the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, don't y'all go try to do something till I send him back. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come on you. So you keep waiting on the Holy Ghost. I said keep waiting on the Holy Ghost. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to whip Satan and step into another level. Every time Satan comes in your life, you're supposed to whip him and move to another level. You don't supposed to stay down there with him all day and all night. The Holy Spirit will show you how to have a resurrection in the midst of a mess. He can't hold you down. Satan can't hold a child of God down. That child will resurrect in the Spirit every time. Romans 8:11, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me to raise me from any problem, yes, and to raise me up to the blessings that God want me to have. Right. Today. Not next week. Not when you get a promotion. Today. The Holy Ghost is promoting you today. Shout somebody. The Holy Spirit is promoting me right now. Right in the middle of a mess, I'm getting a resurrection. Yes. Right in the midst of a problem, I'm getting a resurrection.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah.
Glory. That's right.
That I might know him and the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
The fellowship of his suffering. That means I keep going back, look at the cross, and see where I got my victory from. Thank be to God was giving me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's scripture, Lord. That's a powerful scripture there. Turn to Philippians 3:10. I want you to see it. I'm going to open that scripture up for you. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you two or three more things and I'll close. That I might know him, uh-huh, and the power of his resurrection. Now here, and the fellowship of his suffering. Uh-huh. What does that mean? That's a cross. If you don't know about the cross, you ain't going to know about the resurrection.
Right.
You don't know what happened at the cross, you ain't going to know what happened at the resurrection.
Right.
And only the Holy Spirit can show it to you. You can't read it and see it being made conform unto his death. Huh? Uh-huh. Now, what is he saying? Go to Galatians 2:20.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you two scriptures to open that up to you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm crucified with Christ. See, that's that cross. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. What? Can you go down with Christ living in you? Huh? You're going to die ahead of time with Christ living in you, and he'll promise you 120 years? Get up from that bed. Get up from that mess. What? So now I live in the faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. What? I got Jesus' faith? Who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, look at one more scripture to really put a force on this thing. Hebrews 12:2, because when you're going through something, that's okay. It's for promotion. Satan tried to tear you down, but now you know how to walk in the Spirit. You know how to walk by faith. You know how to walk in the anointing. You know how to walk in revelation. You know how to look beyond what you see and hear beyond what you're hearing. You're in another dimension. He just can't do it to you. I mean, you're going to have time. You're going to be shook up because that body gets shook up. But you see, that's why he said the sanctified spirit, sanctified soul, sanctified body. And I relate to my staff this morning. If my spirit can be sanctified, my spirit is anointed. If my soul can be sanctified, my soul can be anointed. Listen to me now. You think you're hearing what I'm saying? So my spirit, soul, and body must walk in an anointing.
Yes, sir.
They all can be anointed. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, The death, burial, and resurrection. See, the cross, Jesus, wait a minute, Jesus Christ, the cross, the suffering, the resurrection, and the victory all go together. You must, as long as you're in this life, experience those. You go through something, through something, don't stop. Because everything you go through have to produce, if you're in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost giving you God's plan, a resurrection. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Now, look at this scripture, because all three scriptures I've shown you. Look at it to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, see, when something come up, you need to get joyful. Now, you can't get natural joy, and you can't get your joy around religious folks, because they're not going to understand what you're doing. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. You got to let you go. See, you go through it, but he got to let you go. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Where you end up at? That's where you're supposed to end up at. You end up in victory. You go through some things, but it's all right. You're going through them with joy because you know you're driving. I'm not going to be here. You see, it's like when my jet on the runway and it's taking off. I'm not in the air yet. But in a little while, when my pilot pull that lever back, that thing finally going to say, oh, Earth, you can't hold me no more. Problem can't hold you no more. Now, I'm going to show you something else. Then I'm going to close. I'm going to give you two or three things. I'll come back. Y'all better show up on Tuesday. I'm not going to be able to help y'all. Another way I want you to see this for a few moments. How the Holy Spirit fulfills God's plan. Write that down. Because see, I want you to go back to this note and just slap the hell out of everything that's trying to hold you down. Just slap the hell out of it. That's what I said. I'm going to say it three times. Slap the hell out of it with the word of God. Ain't nothing but hell anyway. It's the devil trying to tell you, torment you and your family. Slap the hell out of it. The fourth time I said it. Slap the hell out of it. I don't care. I ain't no theological school. You ain't nobody going to. I work for God.
Come on, sir.
Ain't nobody can put me out in the organization. I left out. Here's how the Holy Spirit fulfills God's plan in your life. Turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, and get ready to shout. I want you to write in your note, he speaks. The Holy Spirit, right down there, he speaks. That's how he fulfilled God's plan in my life. He speaks. Revelation 2:7 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcome, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. In other words, when you hear it, 1 John 5:4 is a good scripture. I'm going to use a lot of scripture. Leroy told me, Junior, him and my oldest son and my wife, we're talking all the time. And my wife said if they listen to one message, they'll be free the rest of their life. And Junior told me, he said, Daddy, because I cut back something, he said, Daddy, you don't need to cut back. Just explain to them what you're doing, but keep feeding them. Load them up. He said, don't hold nothing back. Load them up. That's what I'm doing this morning. My oldest son told me, load them up. Yes, yeah, you see, because people like to preach from one scripture and get so deep. No, I want these scriptures to walk you all through. Yes, so when you go back to them, the Holy Spirit will have so many avenues and ways to speak to you that you can't afford to lose. Watch what he says now. So one of the ways that the Holy Spirit fulfilled God's plan, show me God's past, show me God's purpose in my life, he speaks and it make me an overcomer. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You got your shouting clothes on? He speaks. They were had a prayer meeting going on. Turn to Acts 13. They had a prayer meeting going on. The preachers was praying and they was praising God. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, and while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, what y'all see? Who said something?
The Holy Ghost said,
set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. The Holy Ghost told them, y'all ain't doing it on your own. Stop doing stuff on your own. That's why a lot of ministers, good ministers, in trouble. They're doing it on their own. They need to hear the Holy Ghost speak. They need not to be a copycat of somebody else. You like people try to copy off Money Coming. They won't submit to it. They talk about Money Come. Ain't no money coming on the Money Come. The Lord said Money Coming. Money Coming is in the Bible 3 times about money.
Yes, sir.
That's what he told me. I ain't know nothing about it. He said money coming. The fish, first fish that coming up. You see, they got a thing about money come. Money ain't nothing, money come, and they don't want to submit. They don't want to say money coming because they don't want to say that they got it from us. But that ain't nowhere else to get it. And it's not going to work no other way. You see what I'm saying? You just what she did when men don't want to submit to the prophet who God using at in a certain area, they miss it. I had a young girl, God taught me about the soul. I submitted to her. I let her taught me about the soul. Phew. I heard her teaching on the soul. I said, this is what I need. You can't get too big to submit, but you can't steal no prophetic word. You can't steal. Well, money come. Ain't no money, that's why they broke. Ain't no money coming. Not to the dimension money. Money coming is going to bring the money. I'm trying to help somebody. He intercedes. Third one. He don't only, he speaks. That's the second one. He intercedes. The Holy Spirit intercedes. In Romans 8:26. He intercedes. Look at it, Romans 8:26. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for word. And then you go to the 27th verse and the 28th verse, and you get there, and oh my God, all things, the 28th verse said, all things work together for good for them that love God. All things. Listen, Reverend, all things have been working good for me. I've been in church all my life because you haven't heard what I'm saying yet. From this day forward, no matter what's happening in your life, if you heard me, heard the instruction, listened to the Holy Ghost, listening to Jesus, seeing the power of the cross, soak yourself in the blood, raise your hand and praise him, you'll never be left out for the best things in life that God wants you to have. All things work together for good for them that love God. He intercedes. I got about 14 more things I got to tell you about the Holy Spirit in the aspect. And I'm going to stick to this. I got to get this to you. It's a lot of stuff. I'm going to get ready to for this money coming declaration over your money. I heard somebody making this declaration. I said, it's nice, so I just copied it down because all my material was in it. So God just had him to make it for me. I believe you all been listening, but I want you to listen now what the Holy Ghost is The Holy Ghost plan for your finances is in the scripture, but it has to be, it has to come by, not by ritual, it has to come by revelation. The same thing I was teaching this morning, I'm teaching on the Holy Ghost show you, ooh my, I love it. The Holy Ghost from this day forward, let the Holy Ghost show you God's financial plan for you. Are you seeing it? And he's going to show you how to work his financial plan. I'm going to start. You can repeat after me. They're trying to get together. Just repeat after me. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that I am anointed to prosper. My eyes are open to see creative ways to increase financially. My ears are open to hear the truth about money coming, and my heart is open so that you can channel money through me. Powerful, isn't it? I declare I am the righteousness of God. I have sown my seed for supernatural abundance. And I live in divine expectation of supernatural increase. We're speaking just before we receive your finance. I'm going to speak over your finance. Make money come as declaration over your finance. Money cometh to me now. I am a kingdom of God money magnet. You have put me on the path of ever increasing money. I now enter more and more into or in my wealthy place. Wealth and riches are in my house to your glory. Now I want y'all to say it with some, not so much word spunk, but recognize that the Holy Spirit is now planting the money coming declaration in us. I declare I am the righteousness of God. I have sown my seeds for supernatural abundance. And I live in daily expectation of increase. Money cometh to me now. That's prophetic, you see. I prophetically attract money. I will not sell it for less, for you have provided for me to have the best. Get ready to shout, because I'm not only talking here. Supernatural debt cancellation is on my life. I am the lender and not the borrower. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred to me, and I commit to establish the kingdom of God in earth. I'm ready to distribute, and my life is a distribution channel for God's works in the earth. I thank you, Father, that daily you are loading me with benefits. I'm anointed to prosper. I'm on your mind, and you are on my mind, because you want to increase me more and more. I decree money cometh to me now. Y'all can be saying that so soft now. Abundance is your will for me, because it pleases you when I prosper. Let's say this last thing and then you get ready to sow your seeds and your tithe and your offering, and get in your mind that you are a giver, and give. I mean, give cheerfully, and give willfully. And God got so many things He wants you to have, and so many challenges He wants you to work for Him. I call increase, abundance, prosperity, and wealth to come to me now in Jesus' name. I will never be broke another day in my life because the money keep on coming. Money, thou art loose in my life now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get your offering together. I'm going to pray over it. Get my offering up here, honey. So I'm going to pray over it. The Lord just told me as a pastor and an apostle to bless you today. I'll be going over this money coming declaration, which you over and over again. I'll go over this declaration with you. It's a decree. I'm decreeing money into your pocket, into your account. Yes.